Movie musicals used to be box office poison, but lately they have found ways to attract a wider crowd. The on-screen version of Les Mis did away with lip-syncing. Annie went multicultural. Into the Woods belted out revisionist fairy tales. Together, those three movies have taken in almost $750 million. Now, yes, in time for Valentine's Day, a musical romance with another twisty, tricky gimmick. It's called The Last 5 Years, and you're about to hear our critic Bob Mandello sing its praises.
Kathy and Jamie are a supremely cute New York couple. He's a writer, she's an actress. They fall in love, they marry, they fall apart, all in 5 years. Now, I know that sounds like a spoiler, but it's not.
Jamie is over and Jamie is gone.
Because this is how Kathy starts The Last 5 Years.
Jamie's decided it's time to move on.
At the very beginning, she's singing about their breakup.
Jamie has new dreams he's building upon. And I'm still hurting.
Then the movie flashes back to the beginning, the two of them just falling in love, tearing their clothes off, leaping into bed as Jamie sings about breaking his Jewish mother's heart.
If you had a tattoo, that wouldn't matter. If you had a shaved head, that would be cool. If you came from Spain or Japan or the back of a van, just as long as you're not from Hebrew school.
Young love, right? Back at the beginning so the plot can go forward. Except that The Last 5 Years has an ingenious trick up its sleeve. While his songs tell the story starting at the start, his songs are alternating with her songs, which tell the story in reverse. He goes start to finish, she goes finish to start, and their only duet is right in the middle on the day she accepts his proposal.
Share your life with me
forever.
For the next 10 lifetimes.
Forever,
for a million
Jamie.
Summers.
Now, this back and forth is a very tricky concept, and because it's cleverly executed in composer Jason Robert Brown's songs, it ends up revealing quite a lot, not just about their relationship, but relationships in general. You feel the ache of endings in the joy of beginnings, and know which forks in the road will lead straight off cliffs, which is not to suggest there aren't surprises along the way. Kathy's resilience is impressive, for instance, when her dreams of musical comedy stardom on Broadway lead only to summer stock.
I could have a mansion on a hill. I could lease a villa in Seville, but it wouldn't be as nice as a summer in Ohio with a gay midget named Carl playing Tevye and Porgy.
Anna Kendrick's Kathy is the movie's secret weapon. Actually, not so secret now that she's charmed audiences in both Into the Woods and Pitch Perfect. She's so appealing here, in fact, that audience sympathies are likely to be less than evenly split between the two leads. Jeremy Jordan's Jamie is energetic.
No matter what I try, I'm flying full speed ahead.
But in terms of appeal, he's sort of Omar Sharif to her Streisand. Director Richard LaGravenese tries to balance that where he can by making Jamie one of the world's most physically active writers, constantly on the move in cars, at parties, on the Staten Island ferry. And in the process, the director does a nice job of opening up a show that on stage is generally done with just two performers and very little else. The movie sketches in a whole world around Kathy and Jamie, though the story still comes down to just them and their haunting, bittersweet recounting of the last 5 years. I'm Bob Mandello.
I do.
Oh, you can feel the romance in the air. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.